Unit 8. 8 Secrets of Success.
This is really a 2-hour presentation I give to high school students, cut down to 3 minutes. And it all started one day on a plane 7 years ago. In the seat next to me, there was a high school student, a teenager, and she came from a really poor family. She wanted to make something of her life, and she asked me a simple little question. She said, "What leads to success?" And I felt really bad because I couldn't give her a proper answer. So I got off the plane and went right here to give my first TED Talk. Well, I suddenly realized that I was in the middle of a room of successful people. So I thought, why don't I ask them what helped them succeed and pass it on to teenagers? So, here we are, 7 years, 500 interviews with incredibly successful people later, and I'm going to tell you what really leads to success in life. One, well, the first thing is passion. Freeman Thomas says, "I'm driven by my passion." Do it for love, don't do it for money. Carol Coletta says, "I would pay someone to do what I do." And the interesting thing is, if you do it for love, the money comes anyway. Number two, work. Rupert Murdoch said to me, "It's all hard work, nothing comes easily. But I have a lot of fun." Did he say fun, Rupert? Yes. Successful people do have fun working, and they work hard. I figured they're not workaholics, they're workafrolics. Good. Number three, Alex Garden says, "To be successful, put your nose down in something and get damn good at it. There's no magic, it's practice, practice, practice. If you want to become an expert in something, you have to do it for at least 10,000 hours. Number four, Norman Jewison said to me that it's about your focus. If you want to be better at something than all the rest, you have to focus on this one thing. And number five, push. David Gallo says, push yourself, physically, mentally. You've got to push, push, push. You've got to push through shyness and self-doubt. Goldie Hawn says, "I always had terrible self-doubts. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't think I'd make it." Now, it's not always easy to push yourself. And that's why they invented mothers. Frank Gehry said to me, "My mother pushed me." Number six, serve. Sherwin Newland says, "It was a privilege to serve as a doctor. A lot of kids want to be millionaires. The first thing I say is, okay, well, you can't serve yourself. You've got to serve others, something of value. Because that's the way people get rich. It will make them rich in every kind of way." Number seven, Bill Gates said, "I had an idea, founding the first microcomputer software company." I'd say it was a pretty good idea. And there's no magic to creativity in coming up with ideas. It's just doing some very simple things. And I give lots of evidence. And number eight, persist. Joe Krause says, "Persistence is the number one reason for our success. You've got to persist through failure. You've got to persist through criticism, rejection, meanness, and pressure." So the answer to this question is simple. Do the eight things, and trust me, these are the big eight that will lead you to success. Thank you.